Unit 3.
Welcome to the show. Today our special guest is Dr. Suzuki. We're going to talk about alternative energy today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Why is alternative energy so important these days?
Well, humans have to stop relying on dirty energy from fossil fuels. So it's becoming the focus of inventors, politicians, and businessmen. Sometimes people come up with new forms of energy by accident. For example, when looking for a way to dispose of used cooking oil, a group in the UK found that it could power diesel engines.
Wow, that was quite a find. What are some other forms of alternative energy?
Well, there's solar, or power from the sun. Wind, which is electricity generated from the motion of wind turbines. And geothermal, energy from heat generated from inside the earth. They are all very clean and leave very little carbon footprint and have advantages.
But they have problems too. Can you give us some examples of some of the problems?
One major problem with solar is cost. Although solar panels are becoming less expensive, they are costly to install. They also can't be used in areas with poor sunlight or at night. So in some areas, they are not effective.
What about other forms of alternative energy?
Wind power, another form of alternative energy, uses turbines that must turn. So they must be used in windy areas and sometimes cause a lot of noise. Geothermal energy is very clean and can be used in many places, but not everywhere. The Earth emits quite a bit of poisonous gases, and it's also prone to earthquake activity. They are also incredibly expensive to install and maintain.
Whatever form of alternative energy we use, they must be better than fossil fuels. A combination of different types of alternative energy is probably best. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.